views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all of our listeners and Benny and Taylor.
Happy New Year!
Yay! We made it. Another year. All right. Our topic today is New Year, New You. And for those of you who are new to listening to our show, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She's been there since 1992. She is amazing. She does the TAPS program, the Accelerated Performance Program, which she's looking at me like talking to me over the thing. What? What?
System.
All right. Program system. Muscle testing. You know what? That really doesn't matter. What she does works. That's what I know. I mean, it doesn't matter. So she is muscle testing your body to find out where your deficiencies are, what's causing the main problem in your body, recommends a whole food nutrition product, gets in, brings your body back to balance, and then you're back to optimal health and a new you. So, also, she's my mom. Hi, Mom.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
It's so sweet.
Well, yeah. Sorry I screwed up.
It's part of the system.
It's a system. Yeah. It's not a program.
Exactly.
But you put people on programs.
I do. And we fit the program to suit each individual. So because there's no two people alike. Unlike when you go to the doctor and you get on drugs, they use the same protocol for every single person. Doesn't matter your size. It might increase it for your size. But if it's a protocol, say, for fibromyalgia, you have to do the whole protocol. If you have a stroke, you're on 7 drugs at least. So it's not fit just for you, not suited just for you. And what I do is exactly what you need. And that's why I have such great results. When I do a program for each individual, I know that we are going to have predictable results. And part of that reason is I use products by Biotics Research, and they are the absolute top-of-the-line nutrition products. Biotics has a lab, and all their products are tested in, I mean, they're extremely, like, amazing. So when they get products in, I mean, they order their ingredients in, and they come from all over the world, actually. They test those products, and they have to meet a certain criteria to be able to go to the next step. If they do not meet that criteria, then they are rejected, and then that company with the products goes to the next nutrition company. So it keeps going down the line. If the next company takes it, well, then they stop there. But every time they don't meet the standards, they keep going down the line. So by the time they get the vitamin houses, you're getting what's left over, what nobody else wants. And so the difference in Biotics products, when you get a bottle of supplements, every one of those tablets in that bottle is pretty much the same. And if it differs, it's very microscopic. Where other products, and even in some other major nutrition companies, when you test the bottle, the products are not the same. So each tablet can have a different milligram, different variation. And by the time you get to vitamin houses, you have no idea what's in those tablets. And that's why they're not, you don't really, you think you're doing the right thing, because a lot of them will say whole food, organic.
Well, you try. You try. But well, biotics is the absolute best. Right. And that's why you have the predictable results. And also, it's kind of like you said, every program is, fit for you. So one person may be on 6 of something, while another might be on 10, depending on where their body's at. And your body has the ability to heal itself, but giving that boost with that nutrition, it just happens a lot quicker.
Exactly. So, and that's why we have predictable results.
We're having some speech
issues. When people go, I did that too. You go to the health food store, you're just trying to do the right thing. You just want to feel better, and you're looking for what's going to help you. And so we just take the guesswork out of it with what we do.
Right. Now, she does have an office in Issaquah, Washington, but I would like to say that Mary Jane has clients all over the United States. So you do not have to live in Washington State in order to actually make an appointment with her, because she does phone consultations. So you get the same treatment over the phone as you do as you would walk into the office. And a lot of people may ask, well, how does that work? Well, she taps into your energy.
Intuitive,
holistic intuitive. She's able to tap in and go through your system. She calls it the system. I call it the body. She goes through your body and picks up what's going on. And it's pretty fascinating and it's pretty amazing. So she's going to be taking your calls and answering your questions today. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. It could be about the new year, new you. How's your diet going? It could be a health question about a child, a pet. Mary Jane has a fan page on Facebook, and she put a message out asking what people wanted to hear about, and a lot of people wanted to hear about pets. They want to hear about their pets. So we've got a few pet stories for those people, and I thank you very much for giving all your feedback on our fan page on Facebook. So
great. All right. So we're going to talk about the new year, the new you.
How is
it going so far? I mean, I hear all these stories, listening to people talk about over the holiday. Well, I'm going to start in January. I'm just going to enjoy it and start in January. And then January comes and everybody's on these really strict diets.
Well, they're excited, kind of.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited. New Year's here. I'm going to do it this year. Yeah. I'm going to make a change. It's going to be great.
I'm going to exercise. I'm going to eat good. But then they go on these horrible, restricted diets. And after, 4 days, things are not looking good. After a week, really not looking good. And some of them might make it through several weeks, and they're actually starving because they're on such low-calorie diets. And then they can't wait to go off the diet. And then they go off the diet, but they never stabilize. They just go off the diet. And then they start eating.
Crazy.
They're craving what they wanted, what they like. And then the whole cycle starts all over.
It's vicious. It's that vicious cycle. We do it every year.
Torture ourselves.
And I don't like the word diet. I mean, that word is removed from my vocabulary. I think diets, it's too restrictive and
they don't work.
They don't work. I mean, they obviously work for some people, but I liked everything in moderation is my motto.
Well, I've seen people lose like almost 100 pounds and gain it right back doing the restricted diets. And then they do it. I know somebody that's done it is on the third time. So now how's that working for you? And in between, eat the worst foods possible. So doesn't it make more sense to get on a program of healthy food and not starve yourself and eat food that's, if you got rid of dairy and wheat, you could have an amazing, healthy body, lose weight and feel good. And yet you still have all the protein you want, all the vegetables you want, and feel good and not feel like you're deprived all the time.
Or I like to go and get my body in balance so I'm not craving the sugar, craving the sweets, craving bad stuff, because bread is probably my favorite thing of all times. So I'm not one of those. I don't think I could give up dairy and bread. And so, but yet my body's in balance. And I don't crave the sugar. I don't crave the cookies. I don't crave.
Right. Well, when your body's in balance, you know, it's not like you have to not have those things ever. What I tell people, if you're doing the right thing 80% of the time and you do have something, it's not going to set you back, or it's not going to be a big issue. Sometimes you will find out that when you eat those things, you don't feel as good. So that's a good awareness. And then if you want them, you might have them occasionally, but you wouldn't go back to having it all the time.
No, like I did have some things over the holidays that I normally don't do.
And that's okay.
And they were good, and I enjoyed them. But luckily for me, I have moms, and I've been doing the nutrition long enough that I know certain things affect me differently. So I can go ahead and adjust my own nutrition protocol to, you know, meet the needs of the things that I shouldn't be eating.
Well, and there's a lot of snacks and things that you could have that you might think they're not as healthy, but if it's good food and
fresh,
it's okay. When the food is what I call negative energy, I score everything from a 0 to 10. And if it's negative energy, then that it slows your body down, and that's when you're more likely to gain weight.
Well, it's time for us to take a short break, but we'll talk about that negative food after this break. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, violent, living it up in the city.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane Mack, holistic intuitive, extraordinary woman, and also my mom. Okay, we were talking about negative foods. Not everybody is going to be like you and test their food.
The thing is, if you're eating fresh food, think about that. I mean, for example, if you buy food and then if it's really fresh when you buy it, you put it in the refrigerator and you eat it 3 or 4 days later, and sometimes 1 or 2, it's not fresh anymore. You have to put things in the freezer to keep them fresh. But what it is, everything is energy. And when you get food, like say you go to a bakery and you buy the best French bakery pastry that they have, and it was just made.
That's my favorite. I have a very favorite French bakery in Bellevue.
Now that food is what I call high energy. And if you're going to buy that, and you got to eat it within a day or two, and it it will satisfy you more than stuff that's got preservative and all kinds of additives to it. You'll feel more satisfied. Eat something that's really good, and it's good energy. Then it moves through your body. Your body can handle that. So say you go to a chain grocery store and you buy something there. Well, it's not the same quality. And if it scores a 6 or less, then it's not good for you. And that's what clogs up your gallbladder and your kidneys. So it's about looking at what you're getting or make things fresh at home. Same thing is with if you eat out and go to fast food. Well, that's always bad. There's no saving that because they put all kinds of additives in it. So think about where you're getting your food. When you get fresh food, and if you're going to have a treat for yourself, make sure it's good.
So bake a cake, make a cupcake.
Yeah, don't settle for junk.
Buy it at a bakery.
And then, of course, any good food, it's the same thing. You want to get fresh. Like if you go to a restaurant, you want to know where you're eating. And sometimes you don't always know what you're going to get anyway.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things they add to those.
Yeah. So you just got to have a good digestive system.
So if you have a question for Mary Jane Mack, go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. My favorite thing, which was crazy, that I ate a ton of over the holidays.
It's carrots.
Snap peas and carrots and dip. I was amazed. I loved it, though.
Sounds pretty good.
It was good. I mean,
okay,
it got to be the point that was my big thing every day. Yeah. Raw carrots and snap peas with dip.
Yeah, it was very good.
It was very good. And I did actually bake this year, so I made cookies.
But they're fresh cookies.
They were fresh. They didn't last very long in the house. But I'm lucky because I've been doing it for as long as my mom's been doing it. So I've had a really good teacher and good mentor. But I know how my body feels when it's in balance, and I like it.
Well, if you eat good fresh food, then you know, and I always say clean food, then you keep your stomach can digest that food. And sometimes you need help with your digestion. That's the most common thing I see. Most common thing I see every day is stomach issues, kidney, and gallbladder, and they're all connected. And when you have any of those things, then that creates all kinds of other types of symptoms in your body. It can be like sinuses, it can be sneezing, congestion, could be breathing, you can't breathe. It can be rashes, it can be muscle aches, joint pain, pain in your shoulder, very common, sharp pain in your knees, and the list goes on. And it all stems from the same thing, and it's what you're eating or your environment. Once again, I'm going to talk about those dreadful drains because I hear it every day.
Well, and you have a really good story, too, which actually involves a pet about the drains. And I know it might be hard for a lot of people to understand when you talk about the drains because a lot of people might not get it. And when you first started doing it, I was like, you're crazy. Again, here we go with some kind of wild, crazy idea.
Well, I'll talk about a client I had come in yesterday, and she came in and she said, oh, my husband's been sick for a week and he has that cold and congestion. And I said, you need to do your drains. And she said, oh, my gosh, he told me that last night. He said, hasn't it been a while since we did our drains? And I said, when your drain, and they have a big house, lots of drains. When you get all that gunk, and if you look down a drain and you could see it, it's full of hair and mold and grease and just thick junk. So now the backup from sewers or even from septic tanks, the backup from that, it creates gases that you breathe in. When you breathe in those gases, it makes you bacteria in your stomach. The bacteria in your stomach now starts getting worse. So now that bacteria goes through your kidneys, through your whole system, your kidney, your bladder, and now it backs up your lungs and sinuses. And then you get this horrible congestion and colds. So kids that are getting colds all the time, you have to look at your drains. And I've had So anyway, this gal came in and she said, I've been sneezing. I noticed last week I've been sneezing and I mentioned the drains. And she said, oh my gosh, when am I going to get that? She said, I'm going to start putting it on my calendar and putting reminders around because by now I should get it. But she still does forget. So it's like you've got to, when you do the drains, if you get them done right, they'll probably be good for a few months. But if you get them done and you're still have problems, you probably need to do them again. They're not good.
And there's a lot of green cleaners you can use. You can use
industrial cleaners. You could use white vinegar and baking soda, but you got to really keep after it. The other thing is I had another client who did her drains, and she still continued to have the feeling like she had the cold and congested. She just wasn't getting over it. And then she called again and said, I still got this. And when I checked her drains, they were still bad. So she had something really pretty bad down those drains that she wasn't getting. She actually had to do them 3 times within a short time. And after she did them the third time, she said, oh my gosh, I felt better almost immediately. And her little dog, she has a little dog, and her little dog was having some issues because the little dog's breathing in the
fumes.
And all that was needed was doing the drains. And I've had, I had another gal this week whose dog, little Chihuahua, was sick. And the only thing wrong with it again was the drains. And it was giving it a sick stomach and the dog was throwing up. And all she needed to do was get her drains done right.
And that's a simple, easy thing that everybody can do. Get yourself an industrial cleaner, a green cleaner, and do the drains. They're talking about your shower, your sinks.
Showers are always the worst, showers or tubs. And if you don't use the drains, you have to do them anyway. And then what you should do with drains you don't use is run hot water. You know, run water. If there's just sitting there, that's just as bad. So run water. Because people say, well, I don't even use those. Well, you still got to do them.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. So yeah. You should just run water once a week.
Yeah.
Just to keep them fresh. But yeah. And again, those gases and the things that are coming up through your drains, not necessarily do people smell. So they don't understand.
But when they become aware of it, they do. They say, you know what? I have noticed kind of a musty, funny odor. And I was trying to figure out what that was, and I didn't know. But it's like once they get it connected and really start thinking about it, sometimes you don't smell it. But when they do the drains, it's like magic. They feel like, oh, my gosh, I could tell the difference right away.
Okay. Looks like we have Jennifer from Bothell. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, good. Hi, Mary Jane. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. How are you?
What's your question?
So this really doesn't have anything to do with what you were talking about, but I did have a question. So
okay, it doesn't That's matter. Fine. Any question.
So I've had really clear skin the last, you know, several years, and then these last 2 months I've had really bad acne, and so I wanted to know if there's anything that you can feel, you know, that might be going on that's causing this.
Absolutely. What your problem is, you need to do the drains in your house. Because you have a toxic stomach, you have bacteria in your stomach, and that bacteria is going through your kidney and bladder. Do you have trouble? You get short of breath?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, because your lungs don't score. They score a 3, too. So there's something going on there. Do you have sinus problems?
Congestion? I had a really, really, I was sick really bad earlier this winter.
Okay.
So since then, I think I'm okay.
Yeah, well, your house is a 3, so you need to do the drains in your house. And so what it is with your face, all those toxins are coming out your face, your skin.
Okay.
So it's the bacteria from your stomach that's backing up through. When you have kidney and bladder and stomach issues, like kidney and bladder back up your lungs and your sinuses. When you have a lot of, and your skin, and when you have a lot of bacteria in your stomach, that also backs up to your, like it could be your mouth, your skin, your ears. So you have all those toxins coming out your skin. So when you take care of the drains, and you may have to get on a program to clean up your kidney and stomach, and you could call our office for that, then your skin is Your skin goes from a 3 to a 9, so then you probably still need some nutrition to clean up the rest of it. But that's your main problem.
Is your drains.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's great news.
Okay, I'm gonna do that then.
All
okay,
right, Jennifer.
Give us a call. Okay,
thank
bye,
you so much. If you'd like to get an appointment with Mary Jane, excuse me, give her office a call. It's 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And again, if you have a question for Mary Jane, it doesn't have to pertain to our topic today. Any question at all, let's go ahead and see what she can find out what's going on with your body. And that number is 800-930-2819. Time to take a short break. You're listening to The Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you after the break.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Hi, I'm Navy Command Master Chief Mark Schlosser from Vashon Island, Washington. Currently at sea on board the USS Donald Cook, the finest destroyer in the fleet. We are forward deployed on patrol and ready to defend America at all times, safe without fear. I'm a huge Seattle Seahawks fan, and I want to wish them the best of luck in Sunday's game against the Packers. I'm in. Go Hawks, and go Navy.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Benny and I were just chatting.
Off-air conversation. Well, yeah. By the way, the song was Glass Animals, if anyone needed to know. It's a little different to try to change things up.
We love Benny. Yeah. Thank you, Benny, for that.
You're welcome.
Bringing us in.
My
bringing
pleasure.
Us in. Okay, I'm here with Mary Jane Mack, and we are going to go to Spencer in Seattle, who has a question for Mary Jane. Hi, Spencer.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What is your question for Mary Jane?
I have a pain in my left side that tends to move about, and I was wondering what I could do about that.
You can make an appointment and come see me. You have a lot of sludge in your gallbladder. You got a gallbladder issue, and that's what's causing your problem. You're a 2 straight across the board. That means all your organs are a 2, because you've got something stuck in your gallbladder. And when you have that, you can have referred pain. You could have shoulder pain. You could have pain in your side. You could have hip pain. You could have knee pain. It can vary. It could even be on the right side or on the left side. So, but that's what you have. Do you have digestive issues?
I have the equivalent of like acid reflux sometimes and sinus problems.
Exactly. So you've got a gallbladder that's causing the acid reflux. You've got a toxic stomach. You've got a kidney that's backing up causing the sinus problems. Now, what I do is put you on a program to clear out that liver and gallbladder and get things working. And often just taking care of one thing makes everything else come up to a 10. Because your liver and gallbladder, that suppresses, if that's in a low function, suppresses your hormones, your heart function, your brain. You've got to be tired. So the only way for you is up, Spencer. So give us a call.
So it doesn't, in terms of my health, is it from 1 to a 10? Am I like, is that what the 2 means?
You're a 2. You're a 2. But now here's the hopeful thing. You're functioning at a 2. Now, when you have something stuck like that in your gallbladder, it backs up your whole system and all your organs function at that level. But the good news is, by putting you on the exact program you need, we could change that very quickly. And then when you clear everything up, then everything comes back to a 10. That's my goal for you. And we do it easily. It's a certain program according to what your body says. It's not complicated. And you feel good again.
And is there any emotional issue tied into this?
Oh, there's always emotional. Emotional is the foundation to all physical problems. Gallbladder is resentment. Liver is anger. Bladder is ticked off. But yours is gallbladder primarily, so it's resentment. It was yours comes from something that happened 9 years ago. So nine years ago in March, something happened particularly. See, what you did when you experience resentment, that emotion gets stored in the gallbladder. So now every time you experience that emotion, then that energy gets stored there. And after that, the energy is so full in the gallbladder that there's no more room for any more issues, then you present with symptoms. And sometimes it could be old issues that your body is ready to get rid of, and you might not have been ready to do it before, and that's what your body's trying to talk to you. So that's what I do, is make people aware of the emotion that's stuck there, and often just saying what it was, when it happened, you think about it, and something will always pop in. And then you're more likely to be able to think about it and let it go when you figure out what it is.
Yeah, nothing comes to mind right now, but I'll have to think
it
about
will.
It
will. I mean, I see it all the time. And sometimes it's something you may not even think. It might not have been a big thing, but it was something. So that's when it started. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Spencer. To make an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. Rhonda's at the office right now. If she doesn't answer the phone, don't panic. Just leave your name and number, and she'll call you as soon as you can. Just means she's on the other line with another client at the time. So, again, 888-777-4232. Okay, let's go to Sandy in Issaquah. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have chronic fatigue and sinus issues that's back again that gives me a terrible vertigo and ear problems.
Well, Sandy, you have a bad gallbladder. You have a lot of heavy sludge in your gallbladder. You are a 2 straight across the board, which means all your organs are functioning at a 2. And that means your adrenals are a 2. So now that's what the vertigo and that issue comes from. And, you know, often people go to the doctor and they're treated for vertigo and all these other things, and it doesn't work. All you got to do is get a gallbladder cleaned out and get on a program to get all your organs functioning again, and all that will go away. Do you have digestive issues? Well, you got sinus issues, and that's part of it.
I have sinus issues. I have IBS. I actually had a gallbladder attack a year ago with gallstones, and I did have it removed a year ago, but I know that I'm a sugarholic, and I try to get off my sugar, and it's just a never-ending.
Well, you're a perfect example. When people have their gallbladder out, and I pick up gallbladder, I treat it the same as if you have a gallbladder. I use the same nutrition. The body always has a backup for an organ. So say you had your uterus out, just an example. I would still give you that same nutrition, and the liver would use that nutrition and metabolize it for where you're deficient. And when you have your gallbladder out, you often can be worse than when you do have your gallbladder. So now we put you on a program to clean that out, because your liver is sludged up now. And then you should need to stay on a little bit of nutrition all the time to make up for what you don't have. So you'll be your lungs are tired, your sinuses, you are in low gear. You definitely need help. And by calling our office, we could set you up and get you going and change your life. You've been dealing with this a long time.
I have, yes. I have, and emotionally a lot of junk going on, too. So, yeah.
We can help you with it. It's a package. We help you with all those things. So they both go together, and you can't take care of one without the other.
All right, Sandy, it's time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. New year, new you.
Yeah.
Again, it's time to have and the other thing, for anyone who's listening, I would just recommend everybody go out and clean their drains. I mean, if you do nothing else, clean your drains. Yeah. I mean, how hard is that?
Exactly.
Simple, easy, and quick. Get it done. And then do it once a month.
Well,
whether you need to or not.
Exactly. And
you
if
always
you use vinegar
need to.
And baking soda, you will need to. Think about what goes down it. But again, these are the last two callers. The gallbladder issue is the most common thing I see in kidney, because when your gallbladder's backed up, the kidney's backed up. And then that you have a toxic stomach. And I can tell you that some of the most serious illnesses I see, it doesn't matter, autoimmune, I don't care what the label is on it, all have these things backed up. And when you have, especially kidney, and if you don't take care of these things, I don't care what you're doing with your doctor, all the anti-inflammatories, all the autoimmune drugs, you'll be taking more and more because your body isn't functioning.
Well, the other thing is if your digestion is off and you're taking all those drugs, you're not even absorbing any of the drugs really in your system. It's not that effective.
Well, whenever anybody needs more and more drugs, it's because their body is not nutritionally sound on the foundation. And I'm going to give you another example. I have a client who has Wagner's, and her ANCA test, which is for inflammation, was like 185. And all I did was put her on one product for her stomach to clean out her kidneys, because she was so sick she couldn't take too much. And she finally watched her dairy and wheat, and wasn't real good about it, but cut it back. And then also did her drains. And after doing that for 4 weeks, when she went back to the doctor, her ANCA was 10, which was normal. That was pretty...
That's dramatic.
It was dramatic. And I've seen this many, many times. So, and again, it's not like you have to be on this complicated program. It's about getting to the foundation and keeping your main system working, and it can change everything.
And it's, like I said, everything in moderation. Eating clean food. Do your proteins, your veggies, salad, which are good things.
Yeah, you can do all those things. And a lot of people are trying to do the right thing. But if they don't have the right, if they're not targeting what really is going on with them, what a lot of people do is stop eating a lot of things that bother them So now they're, say they have a gallbladder issue or a digestive issue. So now they eliminate everything, and then you say, well, how's your digestion? And they say, oh, great, it's great. Well, that's because they're not eating anything that's going to bother it. So, but they still have the same problem.
Well, in your office, you see, I know we talk a lot about the gallbladder, kidneys, and liver on a lot of our shows, and stomach, but that's kind of like the main foundation. If those things aren't working and they're not healthy and they're not a 10.
I see absolute miracles on a regular basis in my office, and I will say the foundation to all these other symptoms goes back to those organs.
All right. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Time for another short break, and we'll catch you on the other side.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guest Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org.
Register for a half-day workshop and bring a friend for 40% off.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy Mack, and I'm here with Mary Jane Mack, who has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She is a holistic intuitive, and she is pretty darn amazing, even though she is my mom. She's kept me healthy for all this time.
Well, thank you, Nancy.
Well, you are the best. I would say if you weren't, but you are. You're awesome. So if you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. And remember, you don't have to live in the beautiful Pacific Northwest because she has clients all over the United States. And she has does tons of phone consultations. Horses, dogs, cats, kids, trying to get pregnant. The list is endless. There's nothing that she can't do. She loves challenges. So.
Oh yeah. The more difficult people think it is, the more fun it is because it's not difficult for me.
Well,
it's
pretty. That's the beauty of it. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of people have aha moments and say, "Oh my God, I didn't realize it was that easy."
Yeah.
And then you have a lot of listeners who have listened on the show for a long time.
Make an appointment, they make the call.
And then they say, I can't believe I waited this long.
Exactly. So, that happens all the time.
So she's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So when somebody comes in, when I check the body, I never hesitate at what I get. It's a knowing. I know what it is. And I don't sit there and think, oh, well, maybe it could be this or maybe no. When you come in, I know exactly what it is.
Because
we get to it.
Your body tells
Mary
Jane.
Your body has all the answers.
So, and isn't that great to have somebody who can, you know, get those answers out and get you on the right nutrition protocol and get you all fixed up?
What I do is fun every day. How about the phone number, Nancy?
Mary Jane's phone number.
No, the call-in number.
Oh, sorry. I need to focus. If you have a question, it's 800-930-2819. Benny, stop laughing.
You're the one asking or telling me to get another cup of coffee.
I know. So maybe it's me. Maybe it's me. No. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Also, Mary Jane has a website. It's MaryJaneMack.com. Pretty easy. Go check her out there. You can also listen to all the past radio shows that she's done. And then she has a fan page on Facebook, which is Mary Jane Mack. So you can go there and like her. She's got pictures. For those who are new, she loves horses. Horses is the passion. So
I have four horses, and I have horses all over the country that I work with. And horses are not complicated, and people are doing things sometimes for months trying to get a horse right. And it could be lame. It could be anything. And it's really simple. They don't need that much nutrition. It's almost like people.
Well, I think the animals are probably the easiest.
Yeah, they don't have the emotions holding them back as much.
Yeah, they don't have the doubt. They don't have the, is it really going to work? Is it not going to work? Okay, you have to tell the story about a family member.
All right. So, you know, we all have family members that, professionals especially, that are working with their family. And family's probably not my immediate family, but other relatives can sometimes, and not all my relatives, but some can be more challenging. So I have a family member that I have been telling for months to do the drains and said that she said, oh, yeah, I did them. Well, I know she didn't do them because they always test the same. They're not done.
Well, plus she's still got the same issues going on.
Yeah, same thing wrong every time. Why am I still sick? Why do I have this? She has a toxic stomach. She needs the same nutrition every time.
Same thing. And she has a dog, and the dog has been itching terribly.
For a year.
Yeah. So I actually went back and experienced this poor little dog just scratching itself to death. But yet, you know, Mary Jane gave the advice.
Anyway, I did it. So then there was a crisis. And of course, the first one that's called in the crisis is myself. So I get the call and it's like on the verge of going to the hospital, the emergency room or whatever. And so then I say what to do. And that the main thing to do is do the drains, and especially their tub drain. And the gal said, well, my dad just called the plumber in to check the drains because they're bad. And now I've been saying that for months, that the drains were bad. And so when she did the drains, and she actually had to do them three times that day. And when she did the drains, immediately the next day, this person felt totally better. and the dog stopped scratching.
But I have to say, the dog stopped scratching within an hour of the drains being done.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Ginny real quick in Bellingham. Hi, Ginny. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very well. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Yeah, I've been really changing my diet. So for 5 months, I've given up the gluten, sugar, caffeine, dairy, and taking supplements, but still not feeling like I'm making much progress in how I'm feeling.
Yeah, you're not. Your body's a two. Your gallbladder's still stuck. You have something stuck in your gallbladder, and now you've given everything up, and you probably can tolerate. You're getting by, but you're functioning a 2 out of a 10. So you definitely can give our office a call, put you on a program, and you will be amazed at how quickly you pull out of it with the right supplements and the right nutrition. And actually, I'm going to save you a lot of money because you won't be going guessing what you need. And you will have results, but you feel exactly like you are.
Can I ask a question? I had one of the tests done that tests your cortisol.
Yeah.
So my cortisol is really low in the morning and very high at night. And so that affects my sleep, of course. And is that all still related to the gallbladder, too?
Oh, it's related to your gallbladder liver. Whenever you have tests and you have a gallbladder issue like you do, because you have a bile duct issue, your bile duct, you're not producing bile. When you have that and you have tests, they're not accurate. You can have liver function tests that are not good. You could have kidney function that aren't good because they're not accurate because of what's going on in your body. Once you get that gallbladder working, it will take the stress off your adrenals and everything will come back by just doing the gallbladder program. And the nutrition I use for the gallbladder stabilizes the blood sugar and makes you not crave food and you feel good and your energy comes back. And it's a total program to get everything working again.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it's not, you can't go by test when you're in a crisis, and that's what you are. Yeah. That's what you're in a crisis. You can get out of it pretty quick and just don't waste time. We'd love to take care of you.
I'll be calling you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ginny.
Thanks so much. Okay. I appreciate it.
Have a great day. Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. And that's a great example. This poor girl's doing everything she's possible to feel better.
And she's still stuck.
And yeah. She's still stuck, but at least she realizes it.
But the thing is, when you're doing all the things that are right, once you get on the program, you feel better faster because you've already made the changes that you need to change. So people like that fly through it a little faster.
Yeah. Well, and it's going to be quick and it's going to be easy and it's going to be
painless.
Amazing. It's painless. All right, Ginny, give her a call. Magic things will happen.
Make changes in the new year that are going to be permanent changes. Don't be up and down and take care of your health and have a happy, healthy you.
Get off that crazy cycle of enjoying food, having to lose weight.
Exercising, not exercising.
I mean, I have one of those. I'm not branding any particular exercise equipment, but I have one of those Fitbit steppers. If you walk 10,000 steps a day, you're guaranteed to at least maintain your weight. If you want to lose weight, they say you're supposed to walk 12,000 steps, but that's something easily to do. You put
exactly.
it on your wrist and you just go. Then you get those reminders of, hey, I need to walk, 1,300 more steps to meet my goal. Any last words, Mary Jane?
Give our office a call. If you need help, don't sit and worry about it and think about it and try and figure it out yourself. It's not that complicated to be the better you and have a healthy life.
It's easy.
We love you all.
And I'd like to remind everyone to tune in today at 4 o'clock for Taylor's show at Press Play Radio. Taylor, what's our topic?
It's our 50th episode, so we'll have some 50-themed games and music, and we'll obviously talk Seahawks.
Ooh,
as they go into the NFC
go
Championship
Seahawks.
Game this weekend.
All right. So make sure you turn in today at 4. And obviously, go Hawks. Can't wait for Sunday.
Go Hawks.
Thank you all for listening. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great day.